For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Come on in, y'all. We're throwing the doors wide open at my house. Rosie on the House.
9 o'clock. This is our On the House hour. Talking seasonal changes. You can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
That's how we throw the doors wide open, is we clear all the lines, make it available for you to access us, and let us help you with whatever you're trying to tackle around the house, home, castle, or cabin.
1-888-767-4348. Jennifer's call screening. She'll get the details, and if it's a good connection, we'll get you lined up and on the air. If you missed our 7 o'clock hour, we had a great interview with Zero Mass Water. It's a new technology of taking moisture out of the air and putting them basically a tap into your home. It's
pure drinking water out of thin air.
If you've ever taken an outdoor survival skill class in Arizona.
Or been to Camp Geronimo.
Or been to Camp Geronimo, one of the first things they teach you for creating water is always carry plastic with you. And what you would do is you would dig a hole, put a cup in the middle of the hole or a canteen or whatever catchment device you have, put the plastic over it, cover the edge of the plastic with dirt so it holds it there, and then put a rock right in the center, and then it would create condensation under on the plastic, and it would drip down to the low point of the rock and then drip into your water. And you know, after a day, you'd have a cup of water or whatever it is. So this is basically taking that concept of creating moisture out of the air and turn it into your source for drinking and cooking water.
Zero Mass.
8 o'clock, John Eisenhower was in for our Talking Trees segment, and those podcasts will be available at rosieonthehouse.com later. And now we're into our On the House hour, and then we've got an open home hour where we'll take any questions about your home, castle, or cabin from 10 to 11. That's just our caller or email-driven, our listener-driven topic, whatever you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about.
And this hour, we're talking about seasonal changes that you need to be aware of around your house. And John Eisenhower challenged us as he was leaving. He said, really? With a 4-degree drop, is that a seasonal change? When we go from 106 to 102, is that a seasonal change? But it's coming, baby. It's coming. You can tell by the early mornings.
It's a hint.
It's a hint.
And all desert rats need is a little hint.
Yes.
To provide hope and encouragement. It is coming.
It is coming. And we try and be ahead of the curve. So we like to tell you ahead of time what to be preparing for. So, yes, let's all agree it's a seasonal change topic today.
Oh, and you can feel it just even at night when we're out riding. The days are shorter. We're being comfortable longer. We're not completely soaking wet with sweat by the time we come in.
Well, and just getting up in the morning for the cup of coffee in the newspaper.
It's still dark.
You know, You don't have to jump in the swimming pool first before you sit down to start drinking your coffee. I mean, it's down there in the 80s and it's starting to feel good, 70s. I love it. I just absolutely love it. Favorite time of year. Football season starts. And I'm not even going to talk about the Saints-Ram game.
Please.
I'm not even going to mention it.
Okay.
So I hope they kill them.
I do have to say one funny thing after last weekend. LSU beat the Longhorns, and then the Saints beat the Texans.
Texans, 2 seconds left, yeah.
I don't know if this was just a Photoshop picture I got or if it really did change, but it looked like somebody went to Wikipedia and under Texas page, they changed governor to Sean Payton and lieutenant governor to Coach O. Only a Cajun would think of something like that.
Well, why don't we jump to this first caller who is Johnny on the spot and got in early. And John, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for you. I used to live in Wisconsin, and my wife's uncle was a roofer. And at that time, he would always when he replaced the roof, he'd always tell me, you can put two layers on, but never three. And down in Arizona, I don't think I've ever seen that done, and I'm wondering why.
No, if it's asphalt shingles, you can put a second layer on top. Now, we don't do that as a customary way to go, but at the point your first layer is aged out and is ready to be replaced. The second layer, the homes are built with the structural integrity to take the weight of that second layer. It's actually, John, it's actually done quite often. You just cannot put that third layer on.
The weight gets a little too heavy then for... I'm sure you could, but if something would ever happen because of that, you would probably void any insurance coverage you have because it's not to code.
So I hope that answers your question, John. If you're contemplating getting the roof redone, your home definitely can take a second layer right on top of the first. Now, before you would do that, you would want someone to walk the roof and take a look at the fascia, the barge rafter, the edge plywood, and make sure, you know, you've got good integrity roof deck. You wouldn't want to put a second layer on top of a bad roof deck. And that just takes the foot of experience because you just kind of walk around and do a little tap dance up there and test the soundness of the roof deck. Okay?
We appreciate the call. It reminds me of a call we took. I believe the homeowner's name was Gabby in the Gilbert area. Was in a home they purchased within the last 5 years. And they're doing a lot to this home. They had painted the interior and in doing so noticed some roof leaks. So they obviously don't want any water coming in the home. So they called and they had Overson Roofing out, one of our partners in that area, to do an estimate. And there were solar panels on the roof. And
that complicates things.
They don't want to remove the solar panels, and a lot of roofers won't. In fact, I'm not sure any roofers do, for a very good reason. That would void the warranty from, you know, they don't want to be responsible for that. The company that installed the solar panels, not a Rosie on the House certified partner, but they can't get to them for months to come back and take those solar panels off, have the roofer install it, then reinstall them. So she wanted to know if we had anyone that would. And a couple things to note there. If you're looking to go solar and your roof is any more than 10 years old, you should probably consider getting the roof replaced, or if it's asphalt shingle, the second layer installed before you put the solar panels on. That solar company, we don't know when they were installed because she said it came like this, and we know who the company was and so on and so forth. But my guess is they probably should not have installed those without advising the homeowner, the previous homeowner, to go ahead and put solar panels on it. And here's why that solar company, and I'm going to guess we gave her all three of our solar guys that we have, Sun Valley Solar Solutions, Scottsdale Solar, and Verde Valley Solar, or Verde Solar. I keep always add that Valley just out of habit, but it's not. It's Verde Solar out of Cornville. Here's probably why none of them can get to that homeowner. The demand for solar based on tax incentives, you know, you're at a 30% federal tax, and it's going to go down to 26, and it's going to go down to 20, and then it's going to go away altogether. Well, everybody trying to take advantage of that 30%,
sure,
you only have till the end of this year. So all the solar companies are busy with customers getting, you know, you've got to get to a certain part in your project to qualify before the end of the year. So they're all trying to get
to that
all
point.
Their customers to the end of that point. They don't have crews available to go take off other solar panels for people who are waiting for roofs to get replaced. So you're kind of in this hard spot right now.
Kind of a catch-22 in that regard, for sure.
So All that to say, be advised. If you're looking to go solar, a good solar company will tell you if you need to have it inspected by a roof or at what age, you know, if you're at a certain point in that a roof needs to be invested in addition to your solar.
All right, we're talking prepping your home for the seasonal changes that are getting ready to happen over the next 2 or 3 months. We're talking about how to keep track of that, and we're going to have a conversation with our HomeZotta folks here in the next segment, correct?
We are, because there's a way you can help digitally do that, keep track with your calendars. It's the maintenance aspect of HomeZotta, my favorite part of the feature, just because one thing our homes need constantly is maintenance. We don't need a new roof every year. We don't need a new solar panel every year. We don't need a new air conditioner every day. But some part of our home constantly needs some kind of maintenance, and this helps us keep on top of that, keep current with our maintenance, whether we're doing it ourselves or managing it through service providers, it doesn't matter. And the ultimate goal, which I will get to one day, I'm not there yet, and it'll be a little while, is that we're living in a current, constantly upkept home. It's going to add more value. It's going to add more quality of life. One honeydew a week is manageable, over 10 honeydews a week. And if the point you ever needed to sell your home at a moment's notice, you would be able to do that without giving up a lot of equity, because if you're trying to sell a home that needs all these different things done on it, well, the buyer's going to beat you up on the price, and you're going to end up giving away a lot of the equity that is a benefit of owning a home. So if we can maintain it in this digital app, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com/app and get a preview of this before we start talking to the developers of HomeZotta here after this. But if you are in the car buying to-do and you're looking for a Raptor,
watch out, baby. Sanderson Ford has got Raptors. And a Raptor is just like a magical truck. It's just, it's fine. I went to Sanderson Ford, really, to buy a Mustang, and I left with a Raptor pickup truck. They're that much fun. And normally, there's a waiting list to purchase, but Sanderson Ford has 35 Raptors on the lot, ready to go. Now, one of the reasons there's usually a waiting list at Sanderson is because Sanderson does not have an addendum price on their Raptors like a lot of the other dealerships. So get over to Sanderson. You got to take a look at the Raptor. Tell them Rosie sent you. Tell them you want the best one on the lot, and you'll never, ever regret it.